This is the Negeri Sembilan SPM mock listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 until 7, you should choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look through part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 till 7, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions. Question 1. You will hear a conversation.
When is the poetry writing competition again?
According to the teacher, the deadline is on the 4th of September.
In that case, we should start working on it.
You are right. We will be busier after this, knowing the mid-year examinations are around the corner.
I will meet you tonight after dinner then.
Now, listen again.
When is the poetry writing competition again?
According to the teacher, the deadline is on the 4th of September.
In that case, we should start working on it.
You are right. We will be busier after this, knowing the mid-year examinations are around the corner.
I will meet you tonight after dinner then.
Question 2. You will hear a news report.
The Kuala Lumpur Police Department arrested 3 male teenagers for their involvement in a 48-hour crime spree that began on Saturday, July 23rd, with a stolen Myvi taken from a business in Bangi. According to police, the car was then used in 5 purse-snatching incidents in Cheras. On Monday, July 25th, the police department was able to locate the stolen Myvi and arrest the teenagers involved in the crimes.
Now listen again.
The Kuala Lumpur Police Department arrested 3 male teenagers for their involvement in a 48-hour crime spree that began on Saturday, July 23rd, with a stolen Myvi taken from a business in Bangi. According to police, the car was then used in 5 purse-snatching incidents in Cheras. On Monday, July 25th, the police department was able to locate the stolen Myvi and arrest the teenagers involved in the crimes.
Question 3. You will hear a woman talking about her wedding.
My husband and I were not from a rich background, so we were on a pretty tight budget for our wedding. We had to omit a number of things because of it. I was devastated that I wouldn't have anything to remember the wedding by. Luckily, Patrick was there to save the day. I can't thank him enough for the beautiful pictures he took. We didn't even ask him to, as we knew we couldn't afford it. But he insisted. He was a blessing in disguise.
Now, listen again.
My husband and I were not from a rich background, so we were on a pretty tight budget for our wedding. We had to omit a number of things because of it. I was devastated that I wouldn't have anything to remember the wedding by. Luckily, Patrick was there to save the day. I can't thank him enough for the beautiful pictures he took. We didn't even ask him to, as we knew we couldn't afford it. But he insisted. He was a blessing in disguise.
Question 4. You will hear a conversation.
Let's go to Starbucks and grab a cup of coffee.
Red, too much coffee is certainly no good. I just saw you gulping down a large one just now.
I wanted to complete my assignment.
Fine.
Now listen again.
Let's go to Starbucks and grab a cup of coffee.
Red, too much coffee is certainly no good. I just saw you gulping down a large one just now.
I wanted to complete my assignment.
Fine.
Question 5. You will hear a girl talking about her sister.
One time, I promised to have dinner with my sister, but I had to leave first as I had some errands to run. On the way to meet her at the restaurant, I realized that I didn't have my phone and I immediately panicked. I need not have worried. She saw my phone on the couch at home and brought it with her. When she arrived, she gave me my phone and I immediately checked my text. There was only one, and it was from her. I'm on my way and I have your phone.
Now, listen again.
One time, I promised to have dinner with my sister, but I had to leave first as I had some errands to run. On the way to meet her at the restaurant, I realized that I didn't have my phone and I immediately panicked. I need not have worried. She saw my phone on the couch at home and brought it with her. When she arrived, she gave me my phone and I immediately checked my text. There was only one, and it was from her. I'm on my way and I have your phone.
Question 6. You will hear a conversation between mother and son.
Please take in the clothes from the line, Adrian.
But it's still sunny out there.
Yes, I know. But you know how the weather is these days.
Can I do it after my game?
That would take hours. I will do it myself.
All right. I will do it now.
Now listen again.
Please take in the clothes from the line, Adrian.
But it's still sunny out there.
Yes, I know. But you know how the weather is these days.
Can I do it after my game?
That would take hours. I will do it myself.
All right. I will do it now.
Question 7. You will hear a radio broadcast.
Royal Caribbean is offering one lucky winner and their traveling companion the chance to join the 7-night cruise, which sails from Barcelona on 4th October 2022 aboard their Wonder of the Seas. Enjoying your own balcony cabin, you'll cruise along the Mediterranean Sea to reach the city of Provence in France, Florence, Rome, and Naples in Italy before concluding your adventure back in Barcelona. Prizes draw closes 31st of August 2022.
Now, listen again.
Royal Caribbean is offering one lucky winner and their traveling companion the chance to join the 7-night cruise, which sails from Barcelona on 4th October 2022 aboard their Wonder of the Seas. Enjoying your own balcony cabin, you'll cruise along the Mediterranean Sea to reach the city of Provence in France, Florence, Rome, and Naples in Italy before concluding your adventure back in Barcelona. Prizes draw closes 31st of August 2022.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2. You will hear a talk on the significance of dreams. For questions 8 to 15, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 2.
You're late for a big exam. A snake is chasing you. Suddenly, you're falling. Only to wake up and realize they're all just dreams. But what do they actually mean? And why do we still think about them after we wake up? Dreams are stories and images that our minds create while we sleep. They can be entertaining, fun, romantic, disturbing, frightening, and sometimes bizarre. Dreams can happen at any time during sleep, but you have your most vivid dreams during a phase called REM, also known as rapid eye movement sleep, which is when your brain is most active. Some experts say we dream at least 4 to 6 times a night. A lucid dream is one in which you know you are dreaming. Research shows that lucid dreaming comes with a boost of activity in parts of the brain that are usually restful during sleep. Lucid dreaming is a brain state between REM sleep and being awake. A nightmare is a bad dream. It's common in both children and adults. Often, it happens because of many reasons, including stress, trauma, or illnesses. If you have a certain nightmare over and over again, your subconscious may be trying to tell you something. Listen to it. If you can't figure out why you're having bad dreams, talk to a mental health care provider. They may be able to help you resolve what's causing your nightmares and give you tips to put you at ease. Keep in mind that no matter how scary a nightmare is, it's not real and most likely won't happen to you in real life. REM sleep lasts only a few minutes early in the night, but gets longer as we sleep. Later in the night, it might last more than 30 minutes. So you might spend half an hour in a single dream. In one study, researchers woke people just as they were going into REM sleep. They found that those who weren't allowed to dream had more anxiety, a hard time concentrating, lack of coordination, and a tendency to hallucinate. Just as there are different opinions about why we dream, there are different views about what dreams mean. Some experts say dreams have no connection to our real emotions or thoughts. Others say our dreams may reflect our own thoughts and feelings, our deepest desires, fears, and concerns, especially dreams that happen over and over. By interpreting our dreams, we may gain insight into our lives and ourselves. Many people say they've come up with their best ideas while dreaming. In the end, the reason behind your dream is unique to you.
Now, listen again.
You're late for a big exam. A snake is chasing you. Suddenly, you're falling. Only to wake up and realize they're all just dreams. But what do they actually mean? And why do we still think about them after we wake up? Dreams are stories and images that our minds create while we sleep. They can be entertaining, fun, romantic, disturbing, frightening, and sometimes bizarre. Dreams can happen at any time during sleep, but you have your most vivid dreams during a phase called REM, also known as rapid eye movement sleep, which is when your brain is most active. Some experts say we dream at least 4 to 6 times a night. A lucid dream is one in which you know you are dreaming. Research shows that lucid dreaming comes with a boost of activity in parts of the brain that are usually restful during sleep. Lucid dreaming is a brain state between REM sleep and being awake. A nightmare is a bad dream. It's common in both children and adults. Often, it happens because of many reasons, including stress, trauma, or illnesses. If you have a certain nightmare over and over again, your subconscious may be trying to tell you something. listen to it. If you can't figure out why you're having bad dreams, talk to a mental health care provider. They may be able to help you resolve what's causing your nightmares and give you tips to put you at ease. Keep in mind that no matter how scary a nightmare is, it's not real and most likely won't happen to you in real life. REM sleep lasts only a few minutes early in the night, but gets longer as we sleep. Later in the night, it might last more than 30 minutes. So you might spend half an hour in a single dream. In one study, researchers woke people just as they were going into REM sleep. They found that those who weren't allowed to dream had more anxiety, a hard time concentrating, lack of coordination, and a tendency to hallucinate. Just as there are different opinions about why we dream, there are different views about what dreams mean. Some experts say dreams have no connection to our real emotions or thoughts. Others say our dreams may reflect our own thoughts and feelings, our deepest desires, fears, and concerns, especially dreams that happen over and over. By interpreting our dreams, we may gain insight into our lives and ourselves. Many people say they've come up with their best ideas while dreaming. In the end, the reason behind your dream is unique to you.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which students give their opinions on ways to help care for the environment. For questions 16 until 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
In my opinion, I prefer to use reusable bags. I was told that plastic bags take a while to decompose. They get thrown out, end up in landfills or in other parts of the environment. These can suffocate animals who get stuck in them or may mistake them for food.
Now listen again.
In my opinion, I prefer to use reusable bags. I was told that plastic bags take a while to decompose. They get thrown out, end up in landfills or in other parts of the environment. These can suffocate animals who get stuck in them or may mistake them for food.
Speaker 2. For me, recycling is such a simple thing to do, but so many people don't do it. It is as simple as getting a bin and putting it out with your trash cans for free. Many garbage disposal companies offer recycling services, so go online to see if they can help you get started. Now, listen again. For me, recycling is such a simple thing to do, but so many people don't do it. It is as simple as getting a bin and putting it out with your trash cans for free. Many garbage disposal companies offer recycling services, so go online to see if they can help you get started. Speaker 3.
I believe the best way is to save electricity. Use energy-efficient light bulbs instead of regular bulbs. They last longer, which will save you a bit of money. Lower your air conditioning temperature only when it is necessary. make sure you turn them off when you are not using them.
Now listen again.
I believe the best way is to save electricity. Use energy-efficient light bulbs instead of regular bulbs. They last longer, which will save you a bit of money. Lower your air conditioning temperature only when it is necessary. Make sure you turn them off when you are not using them.
Speaker 4.
Please do not waste water. Changing old habits will be good for both the environment and your wallet. Limit your water usage as you wash dishes. Turn off the faucet as you are brushing your teeth. Don't turn your shower on until you're ready to get in and wash your hair.
Now, listen again.
Please do not waste water. Changing old habits will be good for both the environment and your wallet. Limit your water usage as you wash dishes. Turn off the faucet as you are brushing your teeth. Don't turn your shower on until you're ready to get in and wash your hair.
Speaker 5.
Why don't we take public transportation or cycle to places? I believe there are better options that help the environment as well as getting some exercise in. There will be less vehicles on the road and the city will be less polluted. In addition, you will breathe safer and cleaner air.
Now listen again.
Why don't we take public transportation or cycle to places? I believe there are better options that help the environment as well as getting some exercise in. There will be less vehicles on the road and the city will be less polluted. In addition, you will breathe safer and cleaner air.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear a student, Abby, talking about her experience filming a short film. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Are you crazy about movies? Have you ever dreamt of making your own movie, but believe you can't? Do we have a treat for you today? With us here on our podcast is Abinaya, or Abby for short. She has just won the Malaysia Spielberg Award for Amateur Filmmakers held by MCU Institute of Art. Welcome to the show, Abby. It's great to have you.
Thanks, RJ. It's great to be here.
So tell me, how did you hear about this contest and what made you enter?
Well, I actually remember hearing about it on radio one day and immediately decided to try my luck. I've always enjoyed filming people and even directed a school play once, but nothing prepared me for what was to come. If I knew what I know now, I wouldn't have started. And I guess that is lucky because there is nothing like completing a movie. I'm actually looking forward to my next venture.
Oh, really? Maybe you could talk us through it? What was the most challenging part of making this movie?
I would like to say finances, but that was only because it was almost a one-man show when I started. So I think the hardest of all was getting the team together. Funding comes a close second, but because crew members took no payment, that wasn't much of an issue till later.
That's intriguing. Yes, a film definitely needs a crew. since it was amateur, couldn't you just ask your friends and family?
It sounds easy if you look at it that way, but it definitely isn't the case. Even though no one had to be professionals, we definitely need a certain skill set to even begin. Almost everyone wanted to act in it, but my film didn't have that many roles, and most of the work was actually pre-production and even post-production, and therein lay my problem.
What does pre-production work consist of?
Well, pre-production is all the prep work we do before filming the movie. This includes script, dialogues, casting, props, and the scenes. The script and dialogues were the easiest, as I had already written a short play for school, but hadn't used it. However, the props took a longer time. Casting was a little scary too, as so many volunteered, but they were not all suited to the roles. My film was about a family, and I had difficulty casting the parents. We didn't have an extensive budget for makeup, and that was another problem.
Makeup?
Yes, we didn't have the budget for a professional, but thank God a teacher and a family friend offered to act. I mean, the roles were pretty grey, so I'm glad they trusted me to portray them as such. We used simple props, and my parents allowed me to use our house, so we didn't have to worry about the location.
Was filming a breeze then?
Well, not really, but since I had been in school plays before, it came naturally. It was editing that was hard.
Oh, was it because of all the different tools you needed?
Not at all. The problem was picking the scenes to make the cut. Everyone did an awesome job, though the script was supposed to be the hero, each actor gave it their all. This win is not because of me. It was a team effort, and I would do it all again.
Glad to hear. Thanks, Abby, and good luck for the next stage of competitions. I have just watched your film, and I am sure you will make Malaysia proud in the Asian Film Festival. For listeners who want to show some support, please log on to mcu.filmasia to watch and like her movie, Sunday Brunch.
Listen again.
Are you crazy about movies? Have you ever dreamt of making your own movie, but believe you can't? Do we have a treat for you today? With us here on our podcast is Abinaya, or Abby for short. She has just won the Malaysia Spielberg Award for Amateur Filmmakers held by MCU Institute of Art. Welcome to the show, Abby. It's great to have you.
Thanks, RJ. It's great to be here.
So tell me, how did you hear about this contest and what made you enter?
Well, I actually remember hearing about it on radio one day and immediately decided to try my luck. I've always enjoyed filming people and even directed a school play once, but nothing prepared me for what was to come. If I knew what I know now, I wouldn't have started. And I guess that is lucky because there is nothing like completing a movie. I'm actually looking forward to my next venture.
Oh, really? Maybe you could talk us through it? What was the most challenging part of making this movie?
I would like to say finances, but that was only because it was almost a one-man show when I started. So I think the hardest of all was getting the team together. Funding comes a close second, but because crew members took no payment, that wasn't much of an issue till later.
That's intriguing. Yes, a film definitely needs a crew. Since it was amateur, couldn't you just ask your friends and family?
It sounds easy if you look at it that way, but it definitely isn't the case. Even though no one had to be professionals, we definitely need a certain skill set to even begin. Almost everyone wanted to act in it, but my film didn't have that many roles, and most of the work was actually pre-production and even post-production, and therein lay my problem.
What does pre-production work consist of?
Well, pre-production is all the prep work we do before filming the movie. This includes script, dialogues, casting, props, and the scenes. The script and dialogues were the easiest, as I had already written a short play for school, but hadn't used it. However, the props took a longer time. Casting was a little scary too, as so many volunteered, but they were not all suited to the roles. My film was about a family and I had difficulty casting the parents. We didn't have an extensive budget for makeup and that was another problem.
Makeup?
Yes, we didn't have the budget for a professional, but thank God a teacher and a family friend offered to act. I mean, the roles were pretty grey, so I'm glad they trusted me to portray them as such. We used simple props and my parents allowed me to use our house, so we didn't have to worry about the location.
Was filming a breeze then?
Well, not really, but since I had been in school plays before, it came naturally. It was editing that was hard.
Oh, was it because of all the different tools you needed?
Not at all. The problem was picking the scenes to make the cut. Everyone did an awesome job, though the script was supposed to be the hero, each actor gave it their all. This win is not because of me. It was a team effort, and I would do it all again.
Glad to hear. Thanks, Abby, and good luck for the next stage of competitions. I have just watched your film, and I am sure you will make Malaysia proud in the Asian Film Festival. For listeners who want to show some support, please log on to mcu.filmasia to watch and like her movie, Sunday Brunch.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.